All right, y'all. Welcome to the Green and Gold Jean Lounge. I'm your host, Amon Green, along with my good friends and teammates, Mr. Dorsey Levins down in the ATL, and my man, Yo Brown, up in Detroit. How everybody doing today? We can see G-Man. What's wrong? You shaking your head already, just coming out the blocks. You ain't happy.
You said the magic word. Detroit.
Detroit.
Is it cold up there? Y'all got snow? What y'all got up there?
Yeah, what's the weather doing up there, G?
It's dry today. Got a little sun today.
Okay.
I'm just talking about last Thursday. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah? They didn't give you the business, the fans there?
Your janky, bad luck ass went to the game. You'd have stayed at home. We might have had a chance.
No, hey. If we ran the ball first like we supposed to have, we'd had a chance.
I'm going to tell y'all this.
They ran the ball all right.
Yeah. No, they didn't. We should have started off doing that. We started off throwing the ball instead of doing our strength running the ball.
So we're going to get right into it then.
Yeah, we might as well, man. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. Detroit is a tough place to play. I'm going to tell you.
Indeed.
I've seen it. I mean, you know, like when we used to go there, we'd be like, man, you know how Nebraska, Oklahoma, and we about to play Kansas, you know, y'all just stretching and laughing and joking before the game start. Well, that's how it was, man, but I went in there. I don't know how Jordan Love got them calls off like he did. That's how I felt. Dorsey, you remember how we went up in the Kansas City?
The year we won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we lost.
Remember how loud that shit was?
Arrowhead is crazy, man. That's probably one of the loudest outdoor stadiums that I've played
in. That's how Detroit sounded.
It is loud, yep.
That's how Detroit sounded Thursday night.
Oh, it was like that? Ooh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've been at Arrowhead. It's as a Seahawk a couple times.
It was no empty seats. People was amped. No, I mean that atmosphere. If I was on the Detroit side, I'd have been agged. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I was on the Green Bay side, so I was a little scared and perturbed.
Was it one of them games where they probably had to practice with the crowd noise in the indoor facility?
Yeah, it was like that. Yes. Yeah, for sure. Yes.
You know, I used to hate those practices.
Remember how the ones where motherfuckers touching each other just to get the snap?
Yep.
And all that shit, man.
Yeah, dude on his wrist.
That's how loud it was, man. I was like, how in the hell? That's hard to concentrate if you're not prepared for that.
Yeah, if you didn't get ready for it, crowd noise is a factor.
By now, they should be ready for it. Because you remember, like, when we went to Minnesota, we used to practice a silent count.
Yep.
You know, we used to play the noise through the speakers. That was way too damn loud. Your damn headache by the end of practice.
It's getting you ready.
They should be ready for that. Yep. They should know that by now.
Yeah, they came in there though. The Jordan Love had an okay game. He only had he had one touchdown, no interceptions, sacked one time. So overall, you know, okay game for him. Run game was there. We had a total 99 yards, total 18 for 66 for Josh with 3 tutties though. So he was in there when it came to for it to count in the red zone. He was able to cash in because, as G, you know, from a defensive standpoint, when you got a team in the red zone, if you don't score, defense is a win. But when the offense comes in and does that, where Josh Jacobs does what he did, and then Jordan Love having a touchdown throw too, that's making some noise. And the Packers offense, I say, went blow for blow with the Detroit Lions. And I think the fans being loud, they know that the town that. All roads go through Detroit to get to the NFC Championship game to get to the Super Bowl, basically. So that's why that crowd was amped up, in my opinion, for sure.
I told everybody, I said, man, if y'all don't block 99, y'all don't block 99.
Zarius Smith.
Who the first play, first sack?
Yep.
99.
Yep. Later in the game, 99.
You know what the issue, one of the issues on offense was we only had 45 snaps. On offense, that's not a whole lot.
No, that's not a lot
that's
of
not
players.
A whole lot, you know.
Yeah.
Detroit, man, that they moved that ball, man. Jared Goff don't make a whole lot of mistakes.
No.
He's gonna find the open guy. You know what I mean? We couldn't stop him in the pass. I was like, man, he just chewing, he ripping us apart. It's like almost every drive they just drove down the field methodically, and I'm like, I don't think we're gonna be able to stop them.
Yeah,
chewing up clock.
Yeah, well, you chewing up clock. You got Montgomery, you got Gibbs that they didn't have nowhere near 100 yards. Gibbs had 51. Montgomery had 51. Gibbs had 43. So, but when I say, and Dorsey, you know this, when you are running back, but you're still effective. You think about that, and this is the type of game where it's like, you know what, I may not get 100 or I may not get a touchdown, but let me be effective. Let me be on the minds of the defenders. Like, man, come fourth quarter, like, dang, they still fresh. They still got those fresh legs over there. So, Dorsey, you know what I'm talking about there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
They also got to understand that defensive line, I mean, they played okay. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I was saying, like Detroit was going to just smash mouth them. You know what I mean?
No, it was a battle.
It was a battle all game, man. And going into halftime at 17-7, if they'd have laid down, it'd have been over with.
It could have got ugly then, but they didn't.
They came back out, got it 14-17, and it was a game. And here's my point. Dan Campbell, he a crazy son of a bitch.
Hey, they call him Dan Gamble.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
Dan Gamble.
I said, oh, he going to punt this dog. He said, nope. It's you up by 3 on Packer 30.
Yep, 39, yeah.
And you going to go for it on 4th-and-2 or 4th-and-3?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was like, he didn't want to give Green Bay the ball back. But I'm like, dude, there's only like 43 seconds left in the game. Like, what are you? But he's, as a player, though, I think you got to kind of like that. You know
what I'm saying?
I do. AG, you know.
Yes.
Just a mindset. Like, you know what? If we need a yard, I know you can go get it.
Yeah.
And you know the offensive line is going to block. And that's got to carry some weight in the locker room.
Exactly. And for defense, it's like your defense coordinator say, hey, we're going to, hey. Stay out there. We about to get the ball. You know, we about to stop the offense. So when the defensive coordinator does that for y'all, how's that feel?
That's awesome. But just because that stop on their side of the ball, on their side of the line, a 50-yard line, man, is a morale booster.
100%.
For real. You know what I'm saying? So, that game.
No, I was going to say, to your point, Gilbert, them are some gusty-ass calls. You got to have some big ones to call them plays.
Yeah, especially there. But, dog, that was a hell of a game. I don't give the back and forth on it, you know, and that was a Thursday night game right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, said it sounded like Gilbert actually watched the game.
Oh, man. He was at the game, wasn't he? Right?
He be at the games in Green Bay and don't watch the game.
Facts. But you paid attention to this game, G, right?
I had to, man, because I was in Detroit and I was either eating or watching my wallet. So
yeah, it's a big city. You gotta watch your wallet. So what I say, so what's the missed opportunities here in terms of this game? This it wasn't really a missed opportunity. They played better than I believe everybody believed they would in terms of the Packers. I believe people thought they were gonna get a boat race. They were going to get beat down, but they didn't. Like I mentioned, it's not a missed opportunity because they held up. They only lost by 3 points, and they went blow for blow with the best team, one of the best teams in the NFL for 2024. So I think the opportunity was seized. It's just obviously the win, and they didn't come away with the win. So that's going to help them. I think that's going to give them some motivation for the rest of the season. How about, what's the thoughts on you guys on that right there?
We've been playing them real tight, real close from the first game to the second game. If we see them in the playoffs, I believe we'll pop them.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we'll pop them just because of the dynamics of the game. But then again, you also got to say this. Detroit is going to be a tough place to play in the playoffs.
Because now they got home field. So that's there's one missed opportunity right there, getting home field advantage right there. What about you, Doris?
Wait, before this dummy talk, that who they, the Detroit still got Minnesota left.
Yep. I'll pull it up real quick.
And so they still got some stumbling blocks to go through. It ain't easy. It ain't easy road. You know.
And they got okay.
They got one or two more. They got Buffalo too, don't they?
They got they played us, and now they got Buffalo.
Ooh.
They go to Chicago.
Yeah.
They go to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And San Francisco woke up.
Yeah.
And then they finish with those Vikings in Detroit.
So they can finish up 2-2.
Potentially.
Yeah, but the way they're playing right now, man, and here's the thing about us, man, as far as from a confidence standpoint, the games we lost twice to Detroit, the Eagles, who are 11-2, and the Vikings, who are what? Are they 11-2 as well?
Yeah.
So all the teams we lost to are the best teams in the NFC, but going forward, those are the teams you're going to face in the playoffs.
Yep.
So the close games, that's good, but I think a real big game is going to be in Minnesota in the last week in December.
For Detroit, yeah.
No, for us, the Packers.
Oh no, we got the Bears. That was the
no. I'm down the road. We play in Minnesota.
Gotcha. Yeah. You're right. Not the last game, but yeah, in a couple weeks, I think it is.
Yeah, that's
going to
be a huge
game. We got Seattle this weekend on the road, and I think it's after this Seattle game, I think that's the game. I think that's the Minnesota game.
Okay. And
you're hitting
and Seattle ain't going to be no walk in the park either.
Hell no.
You know how loud it get down there.
It gets loud in Questville, and they So in 3 weeks, so they got Seahawks, Saints, and then Vikings, and then the Bears. So
where's
Vikings,
the Saints game at?
Saints game is in Lambeau, so that's the only good thing about that game.
Okay, yeah, I think Derek Carr is out for the season too. So
yeah, he's out. Yeah, he's out for the season, and then so Vikings will be in Minneapolis. It'll be in the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis there, and then Bears game is a Lambeau game in Green Bay. So those are the wrapping up games. So in talking about that, you kind of talked about a little bit, Dorsey, already, is that bouncing back after a tough loss, because we had a tough game there. Physically and mentally, but then getting ready for this Seattle team on the road. So what's that bounce back look like right now for these guys? Start with you, Doris.
It's going to be tough, man. You know it's hard to win on the road. Seattle, mm-hmm. Seattle's got a good football team, you know, especially on offense. They still got DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Geno Smith has been, you know, he's up and down, but he can catch fire. Tyler Lockett. Chardonnay. That's not his last name. The running back.
That's close. You're close on it.
And Kenneth Walker too back there if he's healthy. So
yeah, if he's healthy, and then Smith Ajigba, wide receiver from Ohio State, he's back there. He's balling for his I'm not sure, rookie or second year, something like that. He's a young receiver.
Rookie year.
Yeah. Balling out. So yeah. What about you, G? What's that bouncing back after a tough loss like?
I don't think this was a tough loss for us, man.
I feel the same. I agree.
I really don't. I think that they are happy that they playing better against Detroit. You know what I'm saying? And it's a motivator to go into whoever we playing next. You know what I'm saying? Because to be honest, Detroit embarrassed us in Green Bay again.
Yeah, this year and last year.
Yeah, again. Yep. So. Yep. Going into Detroit, the Lions' den, and playing them better, I think this was a pick me up game. You know, I mean, it's a loss, mm-hmm. but it's a pick me up game. And then now we got to get ready for Seattle, right?
Seahawks. Yep, Seahawks.
Seahawks, which like Dorsey said, is a tough place to play. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't no Pete Carroll or what's that crazy boy name? With all the dreads.
Marshawn Lynch.
Ain't nothing like that, but still.
Yeah, you don't have beast mode. It'd be a whole other story. You got beast mode on the field running around.
Yeah. But you got the Geno in company. So it's gonna be nice, man. But I do feel like the Packers can go in there, get a win, and get ready for next week.
Yes, indeed. So speaking of next week, we'll get into that right now. Talking about them Seahawks. So we got Geno Smith. As you said, Geno, he's about 3,400 yards on the season. He's 2-0, or his ratio is 2.0 for his touchdown and interception. He's 14 touchdowns, and he's given up the picks, 12 interceptions.
Ooh.
So There is that, and you have.
We like picks, baby.
Exactly, exactly. And we got Walker. If he's healthy, he has 500 yards. And Chardonnay has been coming in, backing him up. Has been, I say, getting majority of carries because he's been a little bit more healthier in the running back position there. So you have that. So what are some? So hey, dealing with. Guy. So stat dealing guy. With. What'd you say?
Stat guy. How many picks we got this year?
How many picks? Well, I know one player has 7 already. Let me get to the rest.
We got one to get Thursday.
Yep. Let me get to that real quick here. But as I adjust to that for finding the stats here.
That's going to be key for the defense. If Geno's turning it over, they got to create some turnovers. Yeah. You know, like we talked about, that's a hard place to play. The more opportunities you get on offense. Like I said, we only have 45 snaps. You know, that's like a half a game. Sometimes we got to get some turnovers.
Dorsey, who running the ball?
For who?
Seattle.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Chardonnay and Kenneth Walker. He healthy.
Yeah. And I used to pay attention to Seattle because I loved me some Bobby Wagner, but after he left.
Yeah, he could hit.
Did they got a defense out there?
They got a defense. I mean, I'm looking at interceptions for us right now. And right now, we got 12 on a year. So, McKinney, he got more than half the interceptions for the season.
Got 7 of them, right?
So, he got 7 of the 12. So, that just tell you how well of a season he's having. He's tied up with the DB from Detroit right now.
What's the deal with Zaire?
Still got that knee. He's still on the injury report there. So the good thing is this is the time of season. You know what? It's questionable. It's up from questionable now. A couple of weeks ago, it was doubtful. Now it's questionable. So that's a good thing. He's getting better and better. And it'd be for me as a coach, I mean, man, no rush because we got more important games coming. If you could have whoever's doing their job like they've been playing, whoever took his place, the backup guys are doing their job. They're coming in and, you know, able to handle Detroit receivers. Now they're going to deal with another set of receivers. And I believe dealing with Detroit is definitely going to be something to where if we handled that team and only lost by 3, we could definitely handle this team going to their house, regardless of how loud it is. And we just dealt with the same situation, being on the road and being loud as hell and playing against a good team. So we just came out of that. So this should be no problem walking into that stadium too. So.
Agreed.
So and let me check out the depth chart on here. On Zaire. Who's backing up Zaire here? It is Valentine. Carrington Valentine is his backup there. I think he's a rookie or a young buck.
Gilbert, what you watching on TV over there? We ain't got GMZ in a while. What's going on in the world?
Stuff going on, man. They got people running from the police. I got the Lone Ranger on right now.
Oh wow! I got the old school.
I got the old school.
What? That's like you got the old one on, like the 1970 one.
Yeah, there's a new
like
one.
The 1930s, 40s.
Oh wow!
Oh wow! Okay.
I didn't know they had in there.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. Then you got the dude.
It probably looked like I'm gonna interrupt you. I showed my son some video some years ago. He was like, why it's all fuzzy like that? I was like, what you mean? Our shit wasn't in high def.
Yeah, not back then.
Yes, why it's indeed. All fuzzy, daddy? Hey, man,
I told you what my kids, when they walk in and I'm watching something like this, they say, oh, dad, watching Grey Ray again.
So look into the chat. They say, oh, Gilbert's camera looking fresh today. There you go. G.
Mine looks clear. Y'all, both of y'all look a little fuzzy.
Yeah, that's but from.
That's just the way it looks to us.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's from the average historian here in the house. Fresh. Always in the chat. Always in the chat.
Hey, we need to talk up holidays with the pack and all that stuff, man.
All right, let's talk it up then, real quick.
Dorsey, you ain't coming, huh?
No, I didn't get an invite this year. I must have been naughty.
No, he said you didn't want to come. You had something else going on.
Ooh.
Ooh, I ain't got nothing going on.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hey, well, I'll tell him.
So you want to...
What you got going on? What you talking about?
You want to talk about it, or you want me to take it?
Go ahead. You are the The information guy.
Well, the information is the Holidays with the Pack will be in Wisconsin, in Appleton, at the Fox Valley Mall. It will be Saturday and Sunday. We usually start early. I remember it's like 9 a.m. or something like that.
It's two sessions.
Yeah, two sessions during the day. So 2 days, two sessions each day, correct?
Well, he's working on something for Sunday. So
But for Saturday, for sure, it's a morning session from like 9 to 12 or 9 to 1. Yeah. And we get our lunch break if we get it.
Oh, we're going to get our lunch break.
You know how that goes down, Doris. Oh, my God. Yeah. If we get it. But if we get our lunch break. Yeah, we're going to get our lunch break. Then we'll come back from like 3 to 5 or 3 to 6 right. for a couple more hours to close right. out the Saturday.
Let me ask y'all, who the Packers playing that week?
The Packers are playing at home Monday night football.
Saints.
Against the Saints.
Saints. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So.
So to the persons participating that I got so far is myself.
Gilbert, why are you rocking like Rain Man?
I've been hitting the head a few times, man.
We all have. I'll say that for sure.
Shut up. Let me tell these people.
Very good driver.
Me, Amon, Leroy.
Oh, Roy Lee.
Santana. What's that boy's name? Andre Rison.
Oh.
Dre back.
Antonio Freeman.
It's going to be some arguing going on.
No, just Dre. And if Dorsey stopped being the little girl that he is and come on and get on the dotted line.
Oh, man.
Because I'm thinking he got something going on for Friday, Saturday. Saturday, Sunday, and going into Monday for the game. So that's 3 days of work.
Monday night football, that's why.
I thought it was just that one day. I'm gonna have to look into it.
Yeah, you got a couple weeks, Dorsey. You got a couple weeks.
What he got to do, Amon, is say, Mr. Brown, I'm sorry for being an asshole this whole season on the show. Can I please show up for Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
You know that ain't happening.
Guess what I'm going to say? A bullshit.
See?
A bullshit.
You know how you roll. We all know how you roll on this thing. What's up? I see through you. This is like the name on the chat. I see through you, G.
Who said that?
we got his name is I see through you. That's his chat name.
Damn.
Yeah. So he see through you.
He ain't seen through Gilbert, big ass.
Oh man. So let's hit up real quick some keys to victory in this Seattle game because we talked about it already. We said they got Geno Smith having a good year, but he can't give up the turnover. And Jigba, Lockett, Metcalf and Walker and Chardonnay. They got some run game, pass game guys. So what are some keys to victory there, starting with you, Mr. Brown?
Man, I you know what, man? Like I say, Dorsey said it too. Seattle is the 12th man, right?
Yep.
So first of all, you got to fight the crowd. It's us against the world, like last week. But I think our mindset is that in order for us to get to the playoffs, we got to stump everybody else out and match up with Detroit. So I think if what's the pretty boy name? LaFleur.
Oh, head coach.
If LaFleur can get them in the right frame of mind, I think we should win out, man. I think we can win out, and it starts with Seattle.
Yeah.
I saw Mr. a lady
Dorsey.
In Green Bay last week. She had a T-shirt on and said, I got drunk at Lambeau and landed on LaFleur.
I seen that shirt. That's a good one. They were clever on that one.
The question is, what she look like landing on LaFleur?
I knew that was coming.
She looked like me. LaFleur ain't going to be LaFleur no more.
Oh, he's going to be LaSplat. That's what happened. He be LaSplat on the floor. Oh, man. So,
as Gilbert always talks about.
I got to find that politician dude that you like. If I had my eyes closed, he was talking on TV, and he laughed just like you. What's his name?
A politician?
It's a politician. Chinese dude. Korean, Asian dude, whatever.
There you go. There you go. Your PC.
He's a politician. He was doing for president.
Was he running for president? Okay.
But if you hear him laugh, you swear Dorsey in the room. Because he got that stupid laugh.
See? Hey, man. Hey, when I feel joy, this is the way it comes out, man. I can't
hide it. You can't hide it.
I can't control how I laugh.
Yeah.
It can't be as bad as Kawhi Leonard's. I hope not.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. His. Yep. So, Doris, what's your thoughts there? Keys to victory for our Packers Quest Field in Seattle.
The usual suspects, the big guys in the middle. You know, offensively, I think we gotta punch them in the mouth. You know, we have to get more physical, offensive line and defensive line. You know, it's got to be one of the trenches. You got to give Jordan some time, throw the ball. You got to give Josh some holes. You know what I mean? You got to play. It's that time of year, man. You got to hit people in the mouth.
It's locked in time, yeah.
You got and the team who can do that the best, which is Detroit right now, is going to win.
Yep. And on that note, for me, is basically taking that game, because we just saw what happened in Detroit, and Gilbert, you said it. It's it wasn't a loss. It was like, oh, man, look where we are. And if we could handle these dudes, you know, next game is going to be different. But for these other teams coming up, like we already said, handle all these teams, you know, starting with Seattle and then dealing with New Orleans when they come to Lambeau, giving them the business, and then going to Minnesota and Chicago. But it starts with Seattle. So I like them having a lot more confidence coming out of the Detroit game. So one, being on the road, you got to phase out the crowd by playing good. Because you sometimes, you know, if you start playing well, that crowd will start booing the home team. I would want that, but I don't know how that's going to go. But, you know, get control of the ball with the run game, what they've done with Josh and the young Bucks back there, Lloyd and Wilson. And then with the passing game, man, Christian Watson, he's been showing up. He's been making some – he had some big catches this last game. In the previous games, he's been able to get himself open, and then all the other guys will get open. I know Dobbs is going to get open, Wicks and get open. So all them guys show up and have that same mentality they had against Detroit, and then the Seahawks game is going to come away with a victory there. So, and obviously turnovers. Big guys up front protecting quarterback so he don't get no sack fumble and not throwing the ball to the other team. And then Josh Jacobs, he's only had one or two fumbles this year already. Keep holding on to the ball. Then you keep the ball away from Seattle, and then I think that's a defender as well. When you keep the ball away, then the other team has less opportunities. And then that's when you say, somebody like Geno that who wants to give up the ball will give the ball because he's trying to make something happen because he doesn't have the ball a whole lot. So those are my keys to victory in that standpoint there. So got them. Quest Field, it is a loud stadium. It is sort of built like Arrowhead. So we're talking, we all three have been in Arrowhead Stadium. We're talking at the start of the show how it can be loud. Quest Field, I think, was actually designated. They researched Arrowhead Stadium to find out the acoustics on how why it's so loud, because of the one stand goes straight up. So that means the sound has nowhere to go but up. And so that's the reason. So that stadium will get loud, can get loud. And so, like I said, already did that. We were in Detroit last week. So there ain't nothing going to change for them boys.
Environments are key.
It's huge. The
environment is key.
It's huge.
AJ, is it real rainy up there this time of year? It rains a lot in Seattle in the wintertime,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is it. So their winter is rain. That's basically it. Their winter, it may drop, and we might get a dusting, but nothing till like January, February. So right now, it's going to be wet. It could potentially be wet and somewhere in the 50s, 40s, 50s. Yeah, and so
that damp cold, too.
Yeah, damp, exactly. A damp cold. We've been in that. And so being from the Midwest, I'm like, this ain't that bad, you know. But when I got out there the first couple of years, it was a good time out there. But so now let's get on to those picks. Nobody likes doing this. I know one person definitely don't like doing it.
I like doing it.
I know.
I can't help it. Lost puppy.
Oh my god.
They looking so sad, big fella.
Hey, we had good records this week. Again, we all had about the same record.
You look like the bald head genie over there. Hey, man.
Let me see here. If it wasn't for the fact, like I said, just the between the Vikings Queens and us, the other team, I think the Bears, right? You would have a decent record. We went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You went 8 and 5 for the week for yourself. Me and Dorsey, we had the same identical record. So what's that? 4, 6, and 9. So we went 6. We went 9 and 4. So you went 8 and 5. Me and Dorsey went 9 and 4 for the week.
See, overall, you got to let the Vikings go, big fella.
Yeah.
They're killing you. They're killing you.
Hurting you. Hurting the record. So that means 9, that's 60-something. So for me, I'm 167. Dorsey, you're 148. And then Gilbert, you're 132. So there you go on wins. Did a quick add in right there. So let's get to these
11 picks. Wins, Gilbert. You right there with us. If you let go,
you gotta let go, bro.
You gotta forgive. Man,
they second in the division right now. They're 11-2. What you think is gonna happen now?
You only 12 games behind me, you big dummy.
All right, man. Let's get to these picks here, y'all. Week 15. Excuse me.
School of the Blind would get their first win if they played Minnesota. I'm picking them.
All right, well, we're not there yet, but we about to. But we got Thursday Night Football, NFC West matchup. We got the Rams going up the coast to play the 49ers. There you go. The 49ers are 2.5-point favorites, Mr. Brown.
I'm on the Rams kick. I'm on the Rams kick.
Yeah, they kind of hot now.
I'm on the Rams kick.
All right.
The form is getting more rock time. I'm on the Rams kick.
Gotcha. All right, Mr. Levins, who's your pick?
I think I'm going to go with the Rams too, man. What they did against Buffalo was impressive. Mm. Kyren Williams, I know you like your boy Blake because he's from Michigan, but Kyren is a beast.
Yeah.
Cup. Nakua,
hell of a catch, amazing catches.
And Stafford, you know, he putting it right where it needs to be. So that's
dropping dimes.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with the Rams.
Oh man, this is a tough one for me.
I can't believe you agree with me, Dorsey Levin. Mother,
it ain't often.
Oh my goodness!
San Francisco beat up on who they beat somebody 30. They killed somebody this weekend.
They beat up on. Let me check. They beat up on the Bears.
Oh, that don't count.
They beat up on the Bears.
Bears just got their coach just got fired. They're
figuring themselves out. So, I don't know who I'm going to go with. I want to go 49ers at home. I like 49ers at home. I'm going to go 49ers at home. All right, next game up. We got that team that's just, I say, getting everybody pissed off because the way they win. We got the Chiefs, as Mr. Brown would say, the Chiefies, going to Cleveland to face the Brownies.
Damn.
So, Mr. Levins, Brownies are 3-10, by the way, and the Chiefs are 12-1. KC is 4.5-point favorites, Mr. Levin. So who is your pick?
If I don't know anything about the Kansas City Chiefs in this season, I know they're going to find a way to win the damn football game.
100%.
It's going to be ugly, but they're going to find a damn way.
Winning football.
Cleveland at home, depending on which Jameis Winston shows up.
True.
Because he'll throw for 500 yards and 6 picks.
Which he did.
You just got to, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Which he did. What's your pick? You going Kansas City?
Yeah, Kansas City.
Oh, okay. My bad. I didn't hear it. My bad. All right. Mr. Brown.
Chiefies.
Who's your pick? We got Chiefies. Kansas City. Oh, Chiefies. Okay. All right. Yep. I'm right there with you. All right. Coming down next game.
Clean sweep.
The Bengals who beat up on the Cowboys last night. And the Cowboys.
What was the score?
Oh, you see that last play?
The onside kick?
No, not the last play. The punt that got blocked, and then the dude from Dallas tried to pick it up and fumbled. He muffed it, and then Cincinnati got the ball back.
Right, yeah, I saw that.
Special teams on the sideline. What was the
Peter,
word?
Peter. It's poison or Peter.
Yeah, whatever it was, he didn't get the call.
Yeah, he's supposed to lead the ball alone. Yeah.
What was the final score?
27-20.
There you go, 27-20. So
Dallas was about to, they would have got the ball back. With the score tied at 20.
It was a punt.
Right, it was a punt, yeah.
And he went for the ball. And it's like, dude, that's one thing you don't know. You don't do. It's
a punt. He just messed up the whole block. Just get away from it.
What'd you say, G?
Today?
He may be. I don't know. If it was Jimmy Johnson, he would be cut. I know that.
Cap on the road, man.
Belichick.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson's a Belichick. And we could talk about it after we get these picks. Belichick's about to go to college. Just so y'all know. Tar Heel. That's crazy.
No.
So who's your pick? Who are we at? Mr. Brown? We got the Bengals and the Titans. In Tennessee.
Bengals.
Oh, all right. 5.5-point favorites there. I like it. Quick decision. Yeah. Same. Mr. Levins. Same.
Bengals. Jamar Chase is a beast. He making $1 million this year.
It's crazy. Awesome. He gets open. I'll say that. He gets open. And he catches everything to him. He will catch
14
it.
Catches last night. 177 yards, 2 touchdowns.
That's awesome. You're talking about a guy who wants the ball. You throw the ball, just he's going to catch it. Just he's that dude right now. So,
yeah.
All right, next game on the list. We got the Commanders going down to Nolens to play those Aints. Washington is 7-point favorites, Mr. Levin. So who is your pick?
I'm about to say the Redskins. The Commanders.
All righty. Mr. Brown? Is that Washington? Is that the W? You throwing
that's
up the W?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with the Saints, too. Derek Carr is hurt, and the Saints is just one of those teams this season they can't get right. If we have a can't-get-right award, they're the nominee, one of the main nominees right now between them and the Cowboys and the Browns. So there you go.
Hey, Gilbert, your W look like one of them little football you just play with the little paper football.
Oh,
thing.
The field goal?
Field goal.
That's why I looked at it, what he was doing. I was like, okay, Washington.
There you go. See?
I just figured it out. That's got the pigskin on it and everything. I love that. Gotta have that. All right, next game on the
list. Play that all the time.
Nice.
That was our video games back then.
Yeah. That was.
Sorry, Keith. <Yep. laughs>
All right, next game on the list, we got the Ravens at 8-5 going to the New York Giants 2-11. And the Ravens are 14-point favorites, Mr. Brown. Who is your pick? 14.5 to be exact.
Who are they playing?
Ravens versus Giants in New York, in East Rutherford.
Ravens, man.
Yeah,
I just got to ask.
Some of these we won't even need to talk about.
Facts. This game we got to talk about. The next one on the list. Can't get rights all day. So we got the Cowboys going to North Carolina to play those Panthers. So
I'm going to take the Cowboys.
I'll say, yeah, they probably got it together a little bit better.
Although Carolina has been playing better. Bryce Young, I'm happy for him.
Me too. I'm happy
to
see.
He's playing better. Because I know last year, him having the kind of year he had going number one and then having C.J. Stroud light up the NFL as a rookie, that couldn't feel good.
No. But, yeah, we got – so who's your pick? Cowboys, Panthers?
Cowboys,
Mr. Levins, Mr. Brown.
Cowboys are officially the NFL warm-up team. So I'm going with the Panthers.
All right.
Cowboys should have won that game last night.
They should have, but they shot themselves. They literally
should have, could have, would have.
Shot themselves in the foot. That's literally what happened. Man, what am I going to go? This could go either way. I'm going to go. It's in Carolina. I'm gonna pick the home team on these close games. I'm gonna go Carolina.
All right. In the day.
Next game, another one. Can't get rights or sea biscuits. We got the New York Jets at 3-10 going down the coast to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars at 3-10, and so the Jets is the favorite with 3.5.
3-10?
Yeah, we got to pick a team, bro. And the Jets are 3.5-point favorites, Mr. Brown. And yes, you have to pick a squad. You got to pick a squad.
Jets
or Jaguars? Jets or Jaguars in Jacksonville?
This one for you, Dougie Fresh.
All right, so you got Jaguars. Mr. Levins?
I'm going to go with the Jets.
Okay.
I ain't sure about Mac Brown at quarterback.
Yeah, that's right, because Trevor's out with the concussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I could go either way on this one, too. Like I said, I'm going to go home team again, so I'm going to go home team here.
Yes, I'm one up there. I'm going to win this one.
I
feel good about this one.
All right, here we go. Next game, this is going to be a good game here. We have a couple game winning streak, I believe. The Dolphins, 6-7, coming to my town, H-Town, to play the Texans. Texans are 2.5-point favorites, Mr. Levin. So who is your pick? This is a good one here.
Dolphins and Jaguars, and Dolphins are playing well. I'm going to go up Miami. Okay. CJ Stroud is killing one of my fantasy teams.
Mr. Brown, who's your pick, sir? You got Dolphins and Texans in Houston.
Texans?
Yeah, it could go either way, man. Oh, man, it's a tough one. I was picking the home team.
Come on, that's your former team. You gonna pick against your boys?
I'm going to go with the whole team, so that means boom. No, I'm not. I'm going with the Texans. So there we go.
Call Jose. See what he said.
I'm gonna get a T-shirt, man. Hey, Jose, you need to come back. Yeah.
Call Jose.
All right, next game on the list here. We got an AFC matchup here. We got the Colts going to Denver to play those Broncos and feisty Broncos with Bo Nix at quarterback. Broncos are 4.5-point favorites, Mr. Levin. So who is your pick?
I'm gonna go with the Broncos.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a good pick here, Mr. Brown.
Broncos,
yep. You know what? I think I'm going to go there, too.
They are playing good.
Now we got the heavyweight fight of the week here. It's a 3. I'm surprised this is not a night game. It is a 3 o'clock, 3:30, actually 3:25 kickoff. We have them Buffalo Bills going to Detroit City to face those 12-1 Lions. And the Lions are 1.5-point favorites, Mr. Brown. So who is your pick here? Got a fight. About to be a straight up brawl.
If it's in Buffalo, let me ask Scotty. What do you think, Scotty? Detroit.
I like that. He called up to the Enterprise. He hit the Enterprise on that one. Oh, that's funny.
They got that almanac from Back to the Future, so they know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Thank you for that little tidbit.
Ain't big enough to bring Gilbert ass up there.
They're going to... Oh, no. They'll get me started. Oh, Lord.
You know?
That's your bloodline.
Oh! You got jokes. There you go.
Uh-oh. We got a Bills fan in the chat. The Bills fan says those Bills... He said, I'm a Bills fan. Those Lions... Oh, no. He's going for the Lions. He said, those Lions are going to run all over the Bills. Run D. Oh, wow. That's the fan. The own fan.
Josh, if Josh win this game against Detroit, he MVP.
Facts.
Put it out there.
First of all, Buffalo defense going to need to show up.
Yeah.
Anything they got 44 happens. Points dropped on them.
That's what I was saying about our game. I was like, if we just match point for point with them, we should win.
Yeah.
Because nobody played defense on either side of the ball.
Yeah, in either game. Yep. Dorsey, did you say who you picked? Or are you thinking about it?
In Detroit, right?
Yep, it's in Detroit.
I got to go with Detroit, man.
I'm going Detroit, too, at the crib. That's where the Eds go. And we have what you say, Gilbert?
I say you better listen to Scotty.
He's up in the stars. He knows. All right, another heavyweight matchup here. Playoff teams. We got the Steelers 10-3, which I did not see the Steelers being 10-3 this time of the year. Honest,
not at all.
But they're going to Philly, not far away.
Love it.
The Eagles, Dorsey's team. They're 11-2. Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles have the favorite with 4.5 points, Mr. Levin. So who is your pick? And I think I know where you're going.
Who are they playing again?
Steelers in Philly. So nice. What's that about? 45-minute ride to from Pittsburgh to Philly or something?
Further than that.
Or hour, 2 hours?
I don't know. I never went from Philly to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But Pittsburgh, George Pickens is out with a hamstring.
No, that's my wide receiver, too, on my fantasy. Dang.
Come on. Me too. The Eagles, they fighting within. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. A.J. Brown again.
A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts. They asked,
You got to throw me the ball. But come on, man.
They only had 100 yards passing last week.
He had 102 passing as a quarterback. Yeah, I remember seeing that.
You know what, man? I got to go with Pittsburgh.
I like it. I like the pick. I like the confidence behind it, too. Mr. Brown. He's a pick. Oh, he's going to Scotty again. I love it.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, man.
Remember these picks Scotty gave me now.
Okay. I'm going to remember that, the last three picks. Since y'all both win Steelers, I'm going to go Eagles. All right. Wrapping this up. A few more left here. We got the Patriots going to Arizona. Sorry. To play the Cardinals, 6-7. Arizona has a 5.5 point favorites, Mr. Brown. So who is your pick?
Patriots and Cardinals.
Yeah. Patriots can't. In Arizona, and the Patriots are 3-10, 2-5 on the road. So they not good.
Arizona.
There you go. Mr. Levins.
What he said.
Yep. And then what y'all both said for my pick. All right, next one. Let's get on down here. Buccaneers going against Harbaugh Chargers out in L.A. Inglewood. The Wood.
Baker
Mayfield versus Herbert back there. So you got the Chargers at 3-3 point favorites, Mr. Brown. So who is your pick?
Chargers.
No doubt. Mr. Levins.
Same thing, Chargers. Right. Watch out for Baker Mayfield, though. He catch fire anytime.
That's true. Ooh, what are their record on the road? They're 4-2 on the road.
Harbaugh will not lose this game.
Yeah, he needs to win. They 8-5 too. Wow, they having a hell of a season. You know what? I'm sticking with the home team there. All right, and then here's our game of the week for us. Those Packers 9-4. What's the word I'm looking for? Battle ready, roll ready, roll weary.
Battle tested.
That's the word. That's what I was looking for. Battle tested. Thank you, Mr. Brown. So the Packers are 3-point favorites, Mr. Levins. Packers. So who's your pick? I know your pick. What's the score?
I'm going to go 24-20.
Tight game.
I was pretty close last week.
We all were close. Like, I think when I saved it, we all were either, because it was a 3-point loss, and mine was 21-17. And I think, Dorsey, you might have been 28-27. And then Gilbert might have been 24-22. So we're all within that 3-point range right there. So,
yeah.
Hey, like I said, y'all, if y'all looking for picks and some wins, y'all make sure y'all watch us. Pay attention. We doing it right. All right, Mr. Brown, who's your pick? What's your pick of the – what's
y'all
the score going to be?
You ain't going to like this number. 24-3.
Ooh. Oh, I like it.
That firepower over there? Let's see
that. I like it.
That's a bold statement.
Right. I like it. That means them boys learn from that Detroit game.
Ain't giving up nothing but field goals.
I like it. Hey, to come in that house – only keep them to 3 points. I appreciate that. That means they get you can't confidence. That's all confidence. Let me see. My score is going to be where we at here. 3 point. Think I'm gonna go. 20-17 for my pick for our Packers to win in Quest Field in Seattle, or Lumen Field, I'm sorry, but it's Lumen Field Quest Stadium or something like that. They got two names. It's confusing. Because on some of the stuff it says Quest, some of the stuff says Lumen. So
something stupid.
They're confusing. All right, last two games on the list here. And we got one can't get right, and we got one that is right. We got the Bears going to Minneapolis to face those Vikings. And there you, hey, G, you can't get no, come on. Regardless of the spread, I'm not even going to say the spread. Okay.
He likes being at the bottom of the barrel.
That's just,
you know that, what? Whatever Scotty tell me. All right, Scotty, don't make me look like a fool, man.
Scotty going to get you a win.
Bears.
Oh, shit. My
God bless. Scotty, he must be, he must got a... like some air sickness, some flight sickness, or something. He didn't give you the right one.
Scotty,
but okay.
Scotty gets some gas station chicken and didn't hear him right.
Right, he got the rock. Actually, it was kind of outdated. Yeah, station chicken.
Scotty got caught looking at Lieutenant Uhura.
And got his ass whooped by Spock.
Basically.
And Spock put them hands on him without putting hands on him. You know how Spock can fight. He could fight with your mind.
Matter of fact. I put my hands on a kid in third grade for calling me Dr. Spock. You see my ears all pointy and shit.
Oh, like, for real? Ooh.
Oh, man, they used to call me.
That, really?
That was the one that they would say to me to get me mad.
Really?
That's why you got Dr. Spock ears.
Dang, that's cold-blooded. Yeah, the kids ain't nice. I remember back in the day, kids, man, they little jerks, man. When you in, when you from preschool to about fourth grade, kids are jerks. For sure.
Yeah.
They jerks. They jerks. I know, G. What did you get bullied, or were you the bullier?
Well, you know, he was the bully.
No, man. They try you. The little son bitches try you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do.
Because they think they can get away.
Right.
Well, when they run down that hallway and there's no doors open, your ass is mine.
Hey, it was this one kid. He started messing with me. He like hit me and he ran. And when you talk about them doors, he ran into a door that was locked. He hit that door so hard, bam! And I just laughed, and I was like, "Come here, see, now, see, you trying to run from me?
You ain't even had to hit him. Right now. You didn't have to hit him. He knocked himself out.
He did. He about knocked. I was like, dang. Man, I was like, you okay,
man? I promise y'all. Have y'all been seeing those memes where the dude, like, if you slip and fall, he'll say, Jadanian Slip Lee of Wichita State." Go Wildcats. Yeah, y'all ain't never seen those memes?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's so funny, man.
Oh, man. They got so many memes out here that are hilarious. People got nothing. I say these people out here on social media, I hope they're getting paid because they are comedy geniuses in the memes I see on social media.
Give them away.
Edited videos, hilarious. Hilarious. All right, here we go. Last pick. We got two can't get rights. One, they kind of figuring themselves out, but the other, they still lost in the desert. So we got the Falcons going out to Las Vegas to play against the Raiders, 2-11. The Falcons are 4.5-point favorites, Mr. Levin. So who is your pick here? Man.
I want to go with the Falcons. I really do. But Kirk Cousins, they've lost the last four games. He's got 8 picks and no touchdowns.
Oh my God! I didn't know that. I knew he wasn't having a game.
They got a lot of money.
Yeah, he is on they on a 4-game losing streak. Good gracious! Yeah.
And there's whispers about what's the guy they drafted? Michael Penix.
Yeah, Penix. Yeah,
Penix. Yeah,
Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr.
Yes, there whispers about him coming into the game. If this don't turn around too soon.
Uh-oh.
With that being said, who's the quarterback for the Raiders?
Minshew.
No, he been hurt a long time. No.
Did he get hurt?
Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, no, O'Connell. Yeah, Aiden O'Connell from Purdue.
He hurt. He ain't. I think it's Desmond Ridder. He used to play for the Falcons.
No, hold up. Let me see. No, it's Minshew. Oh no, Minshew's on IR. Yeah, you're right there.
Aiden O'Connell got hurt yesterday.
And then Sunday. Shucky ducky, quack.
I want to say it's Desmond Ridder, who was the quarterback for the Falcons before last year.
It's gonna Okay, Aiden O'Connell is questionable, but he's the starter. And then it's Desmond Ridder. So that's the pick. Nah, so we don't
O'Connell's
know who's
out. That's official.
So he, okay, just okay. I was just going off what I saw here. So he's completely out. So yeah, if he's out, then it's Desmond Ridder from what's that, Cincinnati?
No, Atlanta. He was in Atlanta
No, he wasn't. I'm telling you, he got drafted out of Cincinnati, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In Atlanta for 2 years. He was in Atlanta something 2 years. That.
It felt like forever.
Oh, I hear you. Hey, when it's going rough, ooh, it's going rough. All right. Like I said, but Atlanta has the 4.5-point spread there, Mr. Levis. Right,
I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Go with them. Let's see what we got. All right, Mr. Brown, you calling Scotty, or this is on you?
No, this is on me. This is a self-explanatory. I don't know why y'all did all that back and forth right there. It's the Falcons going to win this game because the other one sucks.
Raiders. Yeah, I'm with you there. That's the only home team I'm not picking.
I love me some Antonio Pierce. I do.
I do.
His job.
I appreciate him. But yeah.
Antonio ain't got no quarterback, and his number one receiver is Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
Although the tight end Brock Bowers is balling, he's leading the league in receptions.
He has 87 receptions, 933 yards, and 4 TDs. And so that means he's gonna have a G receiving this year. He could get 70 yards in this game coming up by himself. He'd be like, hey, I'll just take the ball and run.
He's leading the league in receptions.
That is crazy. Rookie year. Balling.
Right in.
That's a grown-ass man, as we say. That's a grown-ass man. On that note, we are done with our picks. That means wrapping with the show, fellas. So, good job today, man. What is your weekend? What's your week look like for the rest of the week for you, Mr. Levins?
I teach spin 2 more times. Actually, tonight, Wednesday, Thursday. I got to give a shout out to my son. He's on the principal's list, not in a bad way, straight A student. And this weekend he had a soccer tournament. They had 3 games. He had 9 goals. He had 6 goals in the first game.
Nice.
1 the second game, and then 2 in the last game.
Awesomeness.
This weekend I'm sitting around, just watch some football, man. That's all. I ain't got nothing else to do.
I hear you. Mr. Brown?
Congrats to the junior.
Yeah, congratulations.
What I got? I'm on the road tomorrow. I'm in Wisconsin all week. I got some peddling that beer like Master P out the trunk. And I got Shields on Saturday up in La Crosse. And Sunday, yeah, so I won't be back till Monday, so I'm gone.
Nice road trip. So I'm gonna
truck driver.
Yeah, that's what he is for sure. He'd be putting in long hours in too,
watching movies on the road.
Yep, getting it in. So
I didn't say that, but I got Netflix pumping.
There you go. Yeah, so I'll be up in, I'm going up to Seattle to watch our boys play in person. I looked at it and I was like, you know what, I haven't been to Seattle as a fan yet, so always only there for as a player. So let me check this out. So I called.
You going to the game?
Yep, got some tickets. Called
you
the
sitting
team.
Outside again?
I don't know. I don't know how Seattle do it for their alumni.
You sat outside in Green Bay. You a brave dude. I wouldn't.
Hey, I got a jacket. Yeah, you know I got jackets. I still got a whole box full of winter coats. I'm good.
That's not what you're talking about.
What?
He talking about you ain't gonna, if you sit out in the stands, you ain't gonna enjoy the game.
Why not?
Them people gonna be killing you.
They ain't gonna recognize me. I'll be shocked. Maybe one or two, man, but not a whole lot.
The whole section gonna be like, he over there. I ain't there.
Yeah, the things you love.
Will you take a picture? Will
that's what Gilbert be like, hey man, don't be saying nothing.
Can you speak to Uncle Charlie on the phone? Who? Uncle Charlie, I don't know Uncle Charlie. Talk
you gonna
to
take
him, man. Just say something.
75 selfies.
Oh Lord!
It only take one person to recognize you. The good thing about me is they confuse me for everybody but Dorsey. Antonio, Ryan Grant. I just keep walking. I don't know who y'all talking to.
Yeah,
I hope y'all find who y'all looking for though.
Yeah, right. Because you're a true fan, you already know who we are. You know, you recognize faces. So there you go. So that's it. Yep. So I'll be back then on Monday after that trip up there to the Great Northwest. So safe travels, man, and have a safe weekend. Enjoy the college. There's no more college bowl games yet, but they'll be coming in another week.
Boy, they did Alabama dirt. They just They just threw.
Hey, you had too many wins. I mean, too many losses.
How about that running back for Arizona State?
God. Hey, Scataboo.
Oh, my God.
Scataboo.
He's a monster.
He's a little tank. He's like another Corum. He's like Corum, Dorsey. He's built like Corum. He's short. Okay. He's stocky. He's short, stocky, thick. Like, woof.
Hey, G.
Yo.
Alabama lost to an unranked Oklahoma team 24-3, and they lost at Vanderbilt, who's also 6-6. Alabama asked right where they're supposed to be.
At home. Well, they're going to a bowl game, but they're not going to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
So,
how long? First time in how long?
Yeah. It's the first time in how long Nick Saban ain't been the coach.
Exactly. He was there for almost 20 years or something like that. So, been 20 years without.
The new guy ain't quite cutting it yet.
A national championship season or playoff season.
Because you know they got talent.
NIL deals.
Yeah, they got talent for days. So.
Yeah. But Nick Saban is not going to lose to. What's Oklahoma 6-6-2?
Something like that. They got their butt kicked this year in the SEC. People found out about the SEC real quick. Oklahoma was one of them.
Matter of fact, Nick Saban joked about not losing a game like at Vandy. Like nobody loses at Vandy. He said that before the game, and they played it on the big screen after the game.
Right. It's just one of those things you just know as a player or coach. Like certain teams in your conference, you're for us at Nebraska, like we don't lose to Iowa State.
Yeah, but you don't say it out loud, though.
True. But he said it out loud. Nick Saban, that's Nick Saban. That's that Nick Saban life. He be like, you don't lose at Vanderbilt. Like, you say, I get you, Dorsey. You say, you only say it in the locker room. Nah. Nick Saban, he passed that. Yeah. He like on those, he's on that Michael Jordan level where he's like, we don't lose to the Knicks in the Garden.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
We don't lose to the Knicks in the Garden. We don't lose to the Clippers in L.A. What are you talking about? Oh, man. All right, y'all. Have a good weekend. That is the show. Chat, I want to appreciate you jumping in here. Mechlin Monster, Papa Hirsch, the Average Historian, Yodel Strudel up in the house today. He's the one. Mechlin Monster, the one that says, even though he's a Bears fan, a Bulls fan, and he said he's rooting for them, for the Detroit Lions. And then he also says, Bills want to turn North Carolina into a full what? UNC into a full minor league program? What? Oh, my goodness. I don't know what he's talking about there. But appreciate you.
Your boy Belichick possibly.
Going down there.
We'll talk about that if you take the job.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week if he takes it. But everybody that's in the chat, Sif Lordly and the Average Historian, appreciate you jumping in. We'll be back here next week, 10:30, here on Twitch and Kick and LinkedIn and Facebook and X and Instagram. All those platforms. We talking to you. Alumni Media Network. Holla at y'all. Peace. Let's get out of here. Peace.
This is Alumni Media.